Critters and heavy hitters all a glitter. This is Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. Today's show is episode 50. Woo! And of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your platoon of cartoon buffoons who swoon when our robot croon.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
This episode is sponsored by men's apparel store Bonobos, spectacular, spiffy, and super sweet slack sweaters, suits, and sportswear for sirs. Free and fast U.S. shipping and ridiculously easy returns. And Good Job Brain listeners and new customers get 20% off with the code SMARTYPANTS. So before we start today's show, I want to share this with all of you guys. We got an awesome listener email the other day. And back in our Animals Are Weird episode, Chris, you talked about the roaming, traveling bee colonies.
I did.
In America.
Mm-hmm. They've got to truck those bees all over the country. Trucking down the interstate with a load of bees.
America! So most of the bee population in the United States are actually trucked across the nation to help pollinate plants and orchards. So listener Selena wrote in, and she's not only a cool female truck driver, she actually hauled bees before. And she said in her email, "My boyfriend and I drive as a team all over the United States and Canada. In the time I've been on the road, we've hauled bees twice. Once from California to Florida, and the second time from Florida back to California. The ones from California came from the very almond groves you spoke about in your podcast."
I love it. See, people, we're not liars.
So Selena blogs about her trucking adventures on her site, and she actually posted pictures about her bee journey, I guess. Really crazy stuff and really actually dramatic. They're almost denied at the California border upon entering because the California agricultural bee inspectors found ants in their hives. Mm-hmm. And that's a big no-no, to find other insects in the hives. Very fascinating, and I will link her trucker bee blog posts in the show notes. So check
that's
it
awesome.
Out.
That's great.
Very cool. Dramatic. And today is episode 50, which means we have our all quiz bonanza. And this is all quiz bonanza number 10.
Wow. Episode number 50. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
And without further ado, let's jump into our usual general trivia segment, Pop Quiz Hotshot. And I have a random Trivial Pursuit card here. Here we go. Blue wedge for geography. What was the first trademarked Western logo erected atop Moscow's Pushkin Square in 1989? Chris.
If it's not the McDonald's Golden Arches, I don't know what it is.
It is not.
Oh! Coca-Cola?
Yes.
Oh, Coca-Cola. Okay. Yeah, so close.
Pink wedge for pop culture. This one's for Chris. What was the setting for the Survivor series featuring Rotu, Maramu, and the Soliantu tribes?
Oh, man.
She kind of match it to which.
They're looking for the island, right? Soliantu? I have absolutely no idea.
We should at least get. I'll guess Vanuatu.
Incorrect.
Okay. Is it Palau?
Incorrect. It is the Marquesas Islands.
Oh, man.
You really got to know down to the tribe level.
All right, yellow wedge. What fast food chain had the most stores worldwide in 2002 with 13,101 stores? Dana?
Is this McDonald's?
Incorrect.
I think this is a tricky one. Is it Subway?
Yes, yeah. It is Subway.
Yeah, I remember reading this once, and it was the one you would not think. Subway.
Yeah, there are more Subways than McDonald's.
They aggressively franchise.
And they're very popular internationally.
Green wedge for science. What gas builds up inside Swiss cheese to help form its characteristic holes?
Oh, that's interesting. Radon.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Is it nitrogen?
Incorrect.
I have no idea.
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah. But seriously, if you haven't had some good radon cheese, you are missing out.
You really are. The cheese that ticks.
Geiger cheddar. All right, last question, Orange Wedge. What has a darts player done if he's humped his dart?
I don't know, but it's only illegal in 37 states.
Is that if you hit the back of a dart with another dart?
Yes, stuck one dart into another.
Okay. Cool.
So it is really darts
what you're
are
thinking.
Humping.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
We're trying to talk around it, Karen.
If it's between two consenting darts, yeah. I have no issue with that.
Right.
All right, all quiz number 10. Who wants to go first?
Well, since it's our 50th episode, I have come up with a quiz about the number 50.
You did?
Yes, I did. Go, 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 Shawty. So all of these questions somehow relate to the number 50. Okay, well, let's start out with a basic one, one you might assume is coming. What is the traditional wedding gift for the 50th anniversary? Man. Sounds like Karen was first.
I believe it is gold.
It is gold.
Yes.
50th anniversary is called the golden anniversary.
Right.
25 is silver.
25
I think.
Is silver. What was the 50th state admitted to the union?
It's
Colin.
You can't buzz and not answer.
Hawaii.
It is Hawaii. Yeah. Yes. In the state of Hawaii, what 2004 Adam Sandler comedy was filmed in the state of Hawaii? I'll go with Dana.
51st states.
Yes, 51st states, yes. Hey, what was the first state admitted to the union?
Oh, we had this.
It was also the first state quarter they made because they made them in order based on when they joined the United States.
Well,
Nobody knows.
It would just be Virginia.
No,
Delaware?
It was Delaware.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Good job, Karen.
Yeah.
Right. And the order is determined by the order in which they officially ratified the U.S. Constitution. What are bulletproof and blood on the sand? In popular culture, what are bulletproof and blood on the sand? Who was that?
Oh,
Karen?
50 Cent movies.
Yeah.
No, they are not.
Games.
Yes.
Video games.
Starring
50 Cent.
Rapper 50 Cent. This is the Karen's follow-up bonus question. What is the real name of rapper 50 Cent?
God. Is it Curtis something?
Curtis Jackson.
All right. The novel 50 Shades of Grey originally appeared as fan fiction based on what franchise?
Dana.
Twitter. Or not Twitter. Twilight. TWI something. Fill in the blank. Twilight.
Yes. 50 Shades of Grey was originally Twilight fan fiction.
And they just de-vampired it, right?
Yes.
Search and replace.
Who's on the $50 bill? Who appears in the United States $50 bill?
Oh.
What president, Colin?
Is it Grant?
It is Grant.
Whoa.
Yes. Follow-up question. Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant. Or there is no Grant's tomb, right? It's a trick of some sort.
It is a trick of some sort. Not nobody. Well, actually, yes. The answer is no one's buried in Grant's tomb.
Because it's a tomb.
Yeah, because it's a tomb.
Yeah.
No one's buried in it. President Grant and his wife are entombed in Grant's tomb. I don't want to sound sexist or anything, but I'm just going to throw this to Colin. If you're an NHL player,
yes,
what does it mean to be in the 50-50 club?
NHL is hockey, so 50-50. Oh, I would guess it's goals and assists.
No.
I'm guessing you spend 50% of your time in the penalty box and also playing.
No.
Hmm.
The 50-50 club in the NHL, what it means is that you have scored 50 goals total in your team's first 50 games of the season.
Ah.
Wow.
Only 5 people, including, you know, your Wayne Gretzky's and your Mario Lemieux's, have ever actually done this.
Ah.
There are people who have scored 50 goals in 50 games, but because of either injuries or whatnot, it wasn't their team's first 50 games. But the NHL officially keeps track of this. Yeah, well, only 5 people have ever done it. And finally, in popular culture, what are hop on the bus get a new plan and drop off the key. I think Colin laughed first, but I think Dana buzzed first.
Yeah, 50 yes? ways to leave your lover.
Those are three of the 50 ways yeah. to leave your lover as immortalized by Paul Simon.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I thought it was ways to describe, like, I'm going to go take a number two or something.
Oh.
Like, drop well, my keys
if
off.
Your lover is poo. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
50.
All right, my turn, and I am going to do another round of Mash It Up.
I need no permission, did I mention? Don't pay him any attention, because you had your turn, and now you're going to learn what it really feels like to miss me. Because if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. If you like it,
and I don't know if you guys remember, listeners, if you guys remember this quiz, what I'm going to read is kind of like a hard crossword puzzle clue. And the clue I'm reading clues into two names or two answers, but they both share a same word. So you kind of sandwich it together. So for an example, from a previous show, I said Tina Turner actress's favorite dog breed. And The answer is Angela Bassett Hound. Because Tina Turner actress is Angela Bassett and dog breed Basset Hound. So here we go. Some of these are tricky, but they made me laugh when I was making these. So there you go. All right. The handsome news anchor who reports on fairy tales.
Would that be Hans Christian Andersen Cooper?
Yes.
The Silver Fox.
Okay. If Wendy's dad were president.
Dave Thomas Jefferson.
Yes!
Oh! Okay, that's good. Yeah, I was like, yes. Thomas.
Dave Thomas.
I was at Dave Thomas, but
couldn't get past it.
He made the cotton separator that will always love you. Chris.
Eli Whitney Houston. Yes.
Another newsman one. Funny newsman and Brian's best friend.
John
Stewart Griffin.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
John Stewart and Stewie Griffin from Family Guy.
Oh man.
Actually, I found out Stewie's full name is Stewart Gilligan.
Yes.
Griffin.
Yes, I remember that from an episode.
This is one for the nerds. This sci-fi comic hero works at Black Mesa.
Sci-fi comic.
Flash Gordon Freeman.
Flash.
Yes.
Sorry, I couldn't get to the Gordon. That's good.
Oh, wow. That was, yeah.
Gordon Freeman.
That's good. That's good.
All right. This one's more literary. This Scottish train spotter just loves the Queen's dog.
Irving Welsh Corgi?
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Irving Welsh, the author
of Trainspotting.
And Welsh Corgi, the Welsh Corgi.
Wherefore art thou a sports car?
The Alfa Romeo Montague?
Yes! Very good.
The
Very
Alfa
good.
Romeo.
All right, last one. Who lives in a pineapple full house under the sea?
SpongeBob Saget.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. Oh, good job, everybody.
That was good. All right, I've got a quiz for you guys called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number Unless It's Setting a Record. So these are all questions about youngest and oldest records.
Oh.
I think you guys are going to do pretty well here, and I'll try and clue these for you. All right. This actress is the youngest person to ever win an Academy Award. I think that was Karen.
Oh, I'm thinking of nominated. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Wallace.
Kavenjane Wallace was just nominated. So she is the youngest nominee.
It's the Kite Runner girl.
No.
Anna Paquin.
No, close. Anna Paquin is actually the second youngest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyone else want to take a bite?
Yeah, it's Tatum O'Neal.
It is. Yeah. Tatum O'Neal.
Anna Paquin was actually younger than Tatum O'Neal when she performed in The Piano.
Yes, by
the time the movie came out, she was older than Tatum O'Neal when she got
Not by much.
But she got the award for performing in the movie when she was 9.
That's crazy.
Which is pretty amazing.
She was good, too.
She was really good.
This Hollywood legend occupies not one, but two spots on the list of oldest Oscar-winning directors. He is at number 5 when he won at age 62, and he is the oldest director to win at age 74. Can you name this director and either or both of the two movies? He is a legendary actor, legendary actor as well as director.
Clint Eastwood.
It is Clint Eastwood.
Okay. What's the follow-up?
What were the two movies that he won Best Director for?
Million Dollar Baby.
Correct. In 2004.
Unforgiven.
Unforgiven in 1992. Yes. Who was the youngest U.S. president to ever serve?
I do know.
I always thought it was JFK, but I think it's actually Barack Obama.
Incorrect.
Oh.
I think Chris was second buzz.
Oh, I was going to say John F. Kennedy, but is that not the case?
What's your answer?
John F. Kennedy.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Dana?
Never mind. That's what I thought it
JFK
was.
This is a great one for pub quiz, guys. JFK was the youngest president ever elected at age 43.
Okay.
Teddy Roosevelt assumed office at age 42 after McKinley was shot.
Oh. Wow.
So
okay, there
Teddy
we go.
Roosevelt, youngest president to ever sit in office at age 42.
He looks so old in all the photos and
hard living.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. He like fought bears.
Riding buffalo around everywhere.
Lots of mileage.
Oscar Swan of Sweden is the oldest person to win an Olympic medal. He is not only the oldest person to win a gold medal at age 64, he's the oldest person ever to win a medal at age 72. What was his sport? Karen.
Archery.
Not archery.
Curmudgeonry.
What can you do well into your 60s?
Shot put.
No.
You're on the right track. You're on the right track. You're very close.
Shooting
was his discipline. Okay. Yes.
No. Cool.
This country artist is the youngest person to ever win a Grammy. Dana.
Leanne Rimes?
It is Leanne Rimes.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is very... She's on the list of youngest people. She was 20 when she won. Leanne Rimes was 14. When she won two. She won a Grammy for Best New Artist and Best Country Vocal Performance. Oh. Setting the bar.
She's lowering the bar.
Well said.
Guys.
Meow.
At age 42, this author remains the youngest winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature. He won the prize in 1907. Now, despite winning the Nobel Prize, many people may know him better for one of his books as the inspiration of a very popular Disney movie.
I thought it would be funny if it was Douglas Adams because you said 42. But
that would be great. Yeah. I think the Nobel Committee would have to show a really good sense of humor.
Is it J.M. Barrie?
It is not J.M. Barrie. Ooh, I like the way you're thinking, though.
Is it Lewis Carroll?
Yeah.
It is not Lewis Carroll. It is Rudyard Kipling.
Oh, okay. Jungle Book.
Author of a Jungle Book. It was not for Jungle Book. Okay. No, Jungle Book was several years earlier.
Okay.
All right, we'll close it out here with a two-part question here. Who is the oldest woman to ever win a Grand Slam tennis title? Karen.
Billie Jean King.
Not a bad guess. Not Billie Jean King. Probably the second biggest name in women's tennis, however.
Martina Navratilova.
Martina Navratilova.
Is that it?
Yes. And she might even be the biggest name in women's tennis. Ooh. All right, now, for extra credit, who wants to guess how old was she when she won her record-setting title? She's 46, which is pretty impressive to win. Yeah, it was a mixed doubles title. She actually won two that year. All right, age ain't nothing but a number. Good job, guys.
So my quiz is about blockbuster movie taglines. Yeah, I thought this would be right up your collective alleys. So I'll give you the tagline and you guys tell me the movie. And all
so these are like the that would be on like the movie poster or something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. A family movie you'll want to see ogre and ogre and ogre again. Karen.
Shrek.
Which one?
Shrek 3.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Shrek the third.
Shrek.
Said over Chris three times.
Yeah, I know.
Chris knew
it. Yeah, I would have just said Shrek, yeah.
Yeah.
A Jedi shall not know anger, nor hatred, nor love. Chris.
I believe this is Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
No.
Oh, that's what I was going to get. Oh.
I think it's Attack of the Clones.
It's Attack of the Clones.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's Anakin becoming the Jedi.
Yeah.
Send in the clones. All right. an adventure 65 million years in the making. Colin.
Was that Ice Age?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Oh, yes. An adventure.
Yeah. Okay.
Collide with Destiny. Chris. Collide with Destiny.
Armageddon.
No.
Oh, I like that.
Huh?
Collide with Destiny.
Karen.
Clash of the Titans.
No. You're not that far off, actually.
I give.
Titanic.
Oh!
That's a little on the nose, actually, for Titanic.
Oh, that whole movie's a little on the
breaking nose. Breaking up is hard to do.
Baby, it's cold outside.
All right. Enter the World.
Enter the World. Oh, is that The Matrix?
No.
Oh, I was going to guess that, yeah.
This was a huge movie.
It's a weird tagline.
Enter the World. What was
it? Oh,
it feels like an action. Like the world.
Karen?
Wizard of Oz?
No. It's Avatar.
Enter the World, right.
Right, yeah.
Get ready for a different breed of heavy metal hero.
Different breed of heavy metal hero.
Is it Kung Fu Panda? Because we're thinking of Jack Black.
Heavy metal hero.
Oh, no.
It's going to be something so... It's going to be such a bad pun.
I couldn't get it either.
It's not the Iron Giant, is it?
Nope.
No. Because like, that wasn't a big movie.
Is it a dog movie?
Karen.
Like
Iron Man?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was focusing on different breed. I'm like, Beethoven? I'm like, that's not heavy metal.
Air Bud.
Yeah.
He is afraid. He is totally alone. He is 3 million light years from home. Chris.
E.T.
Yes. Yo, Karen. It all ends.
Oh.
Harry Potter 7, Part 2.
What is the name? Yes, that was the name of that
the
movie.
The Deathly Hallows, yes. Part 2.
No toy gets left behind.
Toy Story 3?
Yes. On July 2nd, they arrive. On July 3rd, they strike. On July 4th, we fight back.
All together now.
Yes.
Independence Day.
All right. Good job. Prepare to be blown out of the water.
Titanic.
Nope.
Oh, Battleship.
No.
She said these were all like blockbusters.
Jaws?
Nope. We always forget this movie. It comes up on blockbuster quizzes.
It's not going to be Waterworld.
Well, it could be. Oh, that spent a lot of money.
It's Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. We do. We always overlook this one. We have a blind spot for this one, a pub quiz. Yeah. It's so much money, this franchise.
The Eye of the Enemy is moving. Chris.
Is this The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring?
Not that one.
Is it Two Towers?
Nope.
No, well, I don't know what it is.
Let me handle this one, Chris.
Return of the King, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. With great power comes responsibility. Karen.
Spider-Man 1.
Yes.
Otherwise known as
Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Good job, you guys.
Good job.
Hey, all right.
I love those.
That is fun.
All right, let's take a quick break and a word from our sponsor.
Hello. I am a very savvy and fashionable robot. In order to look my very best every 24-hour solar interval, I turn to Bonobos for all of my decorative exterior needs. Bonobos features clothes with so many colors. Like my favorite, #CC9900. And the classic, #00000. The pants fit so well around my cold metal body. You should try it today. Visit bonobos.com.
You're listening to Good Job Brain. Smooth puzzles. Smart trivia. Good job, brain.
All right, so I have another quiz, and this is actually inspired by another listener email. Cadet Allen wrote in, and he said, "Y'all are great. Love your show. Fact is, I did not just stumble upon your show. I'm an Air Force ROTC cadet. Mm. A cadre member informed my class that some of the bonus questions on class assessments may come from the things he heard on your show.
So he's trying to round up a whole bunch of new listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Your check is in the mail, sir.
Cadet Allen says, I would like to request a special shout out to my teacher, First Lieutenant Haynes Wood, who by trade is a nuclear scientist.
Awesome.
So I have prepared a general science quiz. This is dedicated to First Lieutenant Haynes Wood and, of course, Cadet Allen, who wrote in. So I hope you guys enjoy this.
Science.
All right. Let's start with this one.
All right.
What metal has the highest electrical conductivity of any element? Colin?
I think it's gold.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go ahead and say copper.
Incorrect.
Whoa, what is it?
I have a second guess then.
Is it
platinum?
No.
Dang.
Is it tungsten?
It is simply silver.
Huh, oh, really?
Highest electrical conductivity.
Huh.
What are the three types of rocks? Chris.
Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Igneous rocks are what comes out of like a volcano, formed just from heat and hot, cooled
lava.
Magma. Yeah. Sedimentary is like layers of sandstone, stuff like that. So like, you know, built up over time in layers and they've gotten compressed. Mm-hmm. And metamorphic is when rocks are compressed so much and have so much heat put on them that they transform into something else.
Yep. So metamorphic is always, to me, kind of like the weird one out. It could be igneous or sedimentary, but through time and pressure and heat, they might actually change.
Yep.
All right. Under standard conditions, what is the boiling point of water?
100 degrees Celsius.
Correct. 100 degrees Celsius or in Fahrenheit?
212?
Yes.
212. All right.
How many beads are in one column of a standard Asian abacus?
Oh.
Not rows, just columns, just like one stick.
Well, there's two in the top portion, right? And then, oh man, I'm trying to visualize it. I'm going to say 9.
It is 7.
7.
And you're right. So there's 2 beads on top and 5 below. What exactly is a blue moon?
A blue moon is when you have 2 full moons occurring in the span of 1 month, 1 calendar month.
Kind of. you're right. The blue moon is actually the second
of those
full moon in a single calendar month. And it happens every 2 to 3 years, hence the saying once in a blue moon.
Right.
A lot of people did research on why it's called blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because it's the color, because obviously that's not the color.
Mm-hmm.
One of the theories is that blue is an old Middle English term that means betrayal.
Hmm.
So it's kind of like, well, the first moon is the official one, and then you have a second moon that's
kind of... Hey, moon.
Yeah. All right. We know canine relates to dogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Feline relates to cats. What three terms are related to cow, sheep, and bear? How about you guys split it up?
Okay.
Each do one. Chris?
Bear is ursine.
Bovine is cow.
I'll take the hard one.
Yeah.
I believe sheep is ovine.
Yes.
Oh,
that's the hard one. Yeah.
That is the hard one, yeah.
Just ovine.
That one as well.
You had your chance, Dana. You had your chance.
You're like, I'll take the hard one.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
All right. Lastly, this is a good one. Lastly, what is Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name? That's very foretelling.
Moon.
Yes.
Ah.
Buzz Aldrin's mother, her full name is Marion Moon.
Huh.
Cute. Very cute.
It sounds like a comic character. It really does. Marion Moon. Lightyear. It was shortened from Lightyear. It's
Lightyear whiskey.
Yeah, at Ellis Island.
Lightyear.
Yeah.
All right, good job, you guys. Yay. Science.
Nice. All right, I have something interesting, sort of an experiment, so we'll see how this goes over. So I have a few, like, you know, little puzzles for us.
Face of puzzle pieces. They don't fit together. Puzzle pieces. They don't fit together.
I was thinking thinking about, like, Karen always loves to bring up those lateral thinking puzzles, the crazy esoteric puzzles. Okay, the man goes to a restaurant and he orders a bowl of albatross soup.
Right, and he eats
the albatross soup and he goes home and shoots himself in the head. What happened? And then you have to, like, ask questions of the person to figure it out. So they used to give us some of these, like, in school, like, easier ones that you don't have to spend half an hour or a whole week
asking yes or no questions.
Like, yeah, that have, like, a little trick in them. But we'll see how you guys do on this. See if you remember the trick answers. Some of these are the old, old classics that I thought I'd just sort of bring up so we could go over them. So let's see. Okay, so how about this math problem to start off? How much dirt is there in a 3 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot hole? Karen?
None, because it's a hole.
None. No dirt. Yes, exactly. Is it legal for a man to marry his widow's sister?
No, because a dead person can't get married.
Yes. Widow. Right. Yes, exactly. I like this one. John's mother has 3 children. One is named April, and one is named May. And the third one is named Karen.
John.
John's mother. Here's some of the sort of lateral thinking kind of stuff. This is an oldie, but a goodie. A man walks into a bar and asks the barman for a glass of water. The barman pulls out a gun and points it at him. And the man says, "Thank you," and walks out. What happened?
This is the one where the man has the hiccups, and he wanted the water to take the hiccups, and the bartender scares him with the gun instead.
The guy says thank you and leaves. A window cleaner is cleaning the windows on the 25th floor of a skyscraper when he slips and falls. He is not wearing a safety harness, and nothing slows his fall, yet he suffered no injuries. What happened? Dana. Huh.
He didn't fall off of the cart, he just fell down in the cart?
Nope.
Oh.
He's cleaning the window from the inside.
Yes. Oh. Now, of course, the thing with some of these puzzles is that, Dana, your solution could also be correct. You know what I mean? So it's like one of those things where there's one solution in particular that you're supposed to get to.
You could
think of things that also satisfy it. Okay. I really like this one. This is another classic that they give to kids. There is a man who lives in the top floor of a very tall building. Every day, he takes the elevator down to the ground floor, leaves the building, and goes to work. When he comes home from work, he comes home, gets in the elevator, and travels halfway up the building to the middle floor, upon which he gets off and walks the rest of the flights of stairs up to his apartment. The only exception to this routine is that when it is raining outside, he gets home and goes directly up to his floor and goes into his apartment. Everybody seems to know it. Yeah. All right, Karen.
The man is a little person, and so he's not tall enough to press the button for his top floor.
Yeah.
When it's raining, he has an umbrella, so he uses the umbrella to poke it.
That's it.
But a smarter man would just always bring some sort of longish implement.
Right, of course. Yes.
Or sue the landlord to put in the panel, like, on both sides with the numbers and the other way.
Right,
This joke predates the Americans with Disability Act.
Yeah. Right, well, then, of course, there's also the one that's a man and his son are in a car accident. The father dies on the scene and the son is rushed to the hospital. Well, upon arrival at the hospital, the surgeon says, "I can't operate on this boy. He is my son. How can this be?" Dana?
It's the mother.
Right. Now, of course, these lateral thinking puzzles, that one and the previous one, like, they were a lot harder 20, 30, 40 years ago. Yeah.
They really play on your expectations of gender roles.
Right. You have certain sets of expectations that these things play on. Right.
Although, I think a lot of them just had to do with your vocabulary and how well you understood the words, like how good you are at listening.
Right.
So, like, the one with the widow, it's like, well, if you know what widow means, John's mother, like.
Yeah. So, a man went to a party and drank some of the punch, and then he left the party early. Everyone else at the party, who was drinking the punch, subsequently died of poisoning. Why did the first man not die? Colin?
The poison was in the ice and it hadn't melted yet.
Oh. Right. I was going to be like, because he's really hardy and immune to this type of poison.
They ate something else after he left.
Because he's the guy who poisoned them, duh. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, for our final quiz of the episode, it seemed appropriate, given that it's the 50th Bonanza, to bring back our old friend Elvis.
Yay!
The electronic lyrical vocal interface system. Yes, so Elvis is our low-resolution computer voice who will speak out the opening lines of popular hit songs, and your guy's challenge is to tell me what song is being referenced.
What song he's reading.
It's being spoken to us in an awkward computer voice.
Exactly. All right. So no theme for this one, tying them together. So these are just straight hits. We are going to cover some 70s, some 80s, some 90s, some 2000s. So,
and today.
All right. Here we go. First one. Opening line of what song?
Blue Jean Baby, L.A. Lady, seamstress for the band. Pretty-eyed, pirate smile, you'll marry a music man.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
Yes, yes.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Tony Danza.
Yeah, you cannot not sing along with that song when it comes
on.
That's
true.
Yes, that is Tiny Dancer by Elton John. All right, here we go. Next one.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet, and wild. There must be something in the water.
Chris?
Is it Paradise City?
It is not Paradise City.
Yeah.
It is a female singer supported by a famous rapper. That is Katy Perry's California, Girls.
I just don't know that.
Yeah.
Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg, of course.
Yep.
Lion.
Oh, that's right. He's now Snoop Lion. That's right. All right, here we go. Next one.
You say I only hear what I want to. You say I talk so all the time so. And I thought what I felt was simple. And I thought that I don't belong.
Dana?
Stay by Lisa Loeb.
That is. That is an earworm. Oh, yeah, we'll all be singing in our heads the rest of the day.
All the 8th grade girls just broke up with their 8th grade boyfriends. It's like, oh my god, this song speaks to me personally.
Here we go.
Treated me kind. Sweet destiny. Carried me through desperation to the one that was waiting for me.
I mean, I know the song. It's like, is it called Vision of Love?
It is.
Yeah. Mariah Carey.
Yes. Okay. Good team effort. Yeah. It is Vision of Love by Mariah Carey.
I don't even remember how the starts. Mm.
Treated me kind. Oh, sorry.
Wait. Can you sing more of it?
You do not want that. That was her first hit. That was her breakthrough smash. Yes. All right, we're going back to the 70s here. Big, big hit.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and a-running, hey, hey. Skipping and a-jumping.
Oh, I think Dana was first on that one. Chris laughed first, but Dana buzzed first.
As a brown-eyed girl?
That is Brown-Eyed Girl by...
Van Morrison.
Yes.
John Cougar Morrison Camp.
Yes, Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. All right, we'll come back a few decades more recent for this one. Here we go.
Cities breaking down on a camel's back. They just have to go cause they don't know when. So all you fill the streets, it's appealing to see. You won't get out the county cause you're bad and free.
It's the Gorillaz.
Feel good, Inc. Yeah. Yep. All right. Good job, guys. Not bad there. And thank you for your help, as always, Elvis.
Thanks, Elvis. Go back to your cage.
We don't keep him in a cage. Oh. It's humane. We keep him somewhere humane.
Don't write in.
It's fine.
All right. Great. Thanks. That is our show, our all quiz bonanza number 10, episode 55.
Wow.
We're almost at a year.
I know. 2 more weeks and it's our anniversary. So thank you guys for joining me, and thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. Hope you learned a lot about science, about song lyrics, about the number 50, about blockbuster taglines. And you can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and on our website, goodjobbrain.com. And check out our sponsor at bonobos.com. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
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 Farewell, my human music lovers.